so I'm bound with wild river rose. I'm bound with a wild river rose. I'm bound where the tall pine trees grow. The cost of your love has taken its toll, so I'm bound with wild river rose.
For having me. It's truly an honor to come up to the Yukon and get to play at this festival. I've been hearing so many amazing things about it for years, and I just love visiting the Yukon, and so it's very special to come up here. This is called Wild Heart.
drowns out traffic nearby. Kitchen is empty as I stand here cooking. Just send me a letter and I can set this to rest. Just to hear your voice would cloak me in stillness, but you left me sleeping with a breeze on my back.
This next song I wrote, it's kind of more, I wrote it for a honky-tonk back in Vancouver, and I was just thinking about all the different kind of ways going through life and going through relationships and thinking of all these love songs, and I was like, I need to write a love song that feels more relevant to where I'm at in this in this stage right now. And so here it is.
For something ring true today. That slow romance will see me through. That slow romance will see me through.
Yeah.
Before the pandemic, I wasn't pursuing music full time, and then kind of in 2020, in the spring, in the start of the year, I was like, I'm going to do it. And that was not great timing to to decide that. So it was kind of a bumpy road getting into music, like the music scene professionally after, like in 2021 and 2022. And so I kind of hopped around a lot, and I spent some time in the scene in Vancouver where Trent lives, which is really awesome. And then I met my friend Madeline Roger, who plays in the Fretless, who Trent also collaborates with a lot. And we just had this really awesome slumber party at a festival. And she lives in Winnipeg, and she brought me out there for a gig and brought me on the radio and to this like house party in someone's recording studio and like all these things in over the course of a weekend last winter. It's like, oh my gosh, this is pretty fun here. So I went and stayed there for a chunk of time, and I really love the music scene there, which is unexpected because from, I think, growing up in BC, people don't really think about the prairies as much, or at least that wasn't kind of in my zone as much. But I had like felt really welcome there and had an incredible time in Winnipeg, and wrote this song because it had been a bit of a bumpy road like getting back into the scene during COVID, and there's just this incredible, vibrant community that I felt really inspired by. So I wrote this song during that time. It's called Friendship and Longing.
I've been thinking about how long it took me to get here. I'm tired, so tired still. I'm still in awe about friendship and longing. Still running up and down those hills.
Thank you.
since dancing in that California truck stop. Laughing under the moth light, so easy, my friend. Back to the basics of sea salt and pepper.
Next song I'm going to play, well, there's a bit of a backstory to it. I was in university when COVID hit, and I was at Quest in Squamish, and I loved it. I was having a great time, just frolicking in the forest and taking classes I really liked. But I had kind of, looking back, taken the safe route and not pursued music, which is a crazy concept because my university went bankrupt in my second year. So... the safe route didn't end up being the safe route at all. But one of my friends from first year, who I kind of thought of as, he was really nice, but I just thought of him kind of as this rugby bro, because he was just always playing rugby and that was like his thing, and didn't know that he was into the arts at all. And then recently I got this email, like, in October of this year, and I hadn't spoken to him since 2020, and he sent me these poems, and he's like, I went through a breakup, and I want to send some songs to my partner, who we just broke up. It's kind of like a farewell package. It's like, okay.
A severance package.
And he's like, would you turn my lyrics into songs? I was like, no one has ever asked me to do that before. Like, I've never been asked that before. But I was like, why not? Like, that sounds like an interesting creative adventure. And it turns out he had transferred to UBC and was studying Greek literature and sent me these incredible poems. And I'm going to play one of the songs now, and it's called Dancing on My Own. And he's such an incredible poet. His name's Pedro Johnson, and he wrote the lyrics. I edited I cut a few words out, but he wrote all the lyrics, and then I turned it into this song that's also on my album. Lips.
Is there meaning in an answer to the questions never asked? Is there beauty in a dancer, arms without a lover's grasp? The harmony of phrases now and under jackal's call, a response that to the ages says it's my nature after all. Don't judge my skills too harshly as I dance before your throne, 'cause I'm no good at dancing on my own. And what I'm also scared of as I dance before your throne is I don't cover on my back, for the desert's still my home. Amidst the crossed and recrossed tracks, I hope you get to where you're going. Your scent is delicate, and your eyes are dark and clever. As you saw, standing on the rocks, I saw a path that could last forever.
Song I wrote recently called Choices and Chances, and I'm just, since my university went bankrupt and then COVID hit at the same time, I was like, okay, maybe that's a moment to just kind of like recenter and decide like what parts of all the things I'm doing do I want to keep and what do I want to let go of, and it kind of just made me really think critically about a lot of things that I'm doing and why and what I want to be, where I want to be going, and I kind of wrote this song about that.
Patient under the stone, trying not to be
mom's mom. Cashmere sweaters and thrifted earrings. A knack for painting and breaking hearts from time to time.
You enjoyed Ella Korth performing at the Kluane Mountain Bluegrass Festival in June 2024. We would like to thank the Yukon Bluegrass Music Society for all their support. This show is brought to you by Junction Arts and Music. Our producer is Dieter Gade, script edits by Charlie Morgan, and I am Leonard Stanga. If you liked today's show, you'll be delighted to find close to 200 other shows on junctionjam.ca. The Jam Live page features a diverse array of live performances by talented artists across various genres. Whether you prefer bluegrass, folk, or jazz, you're bound to discover something you resonate with. Bye for now.
Join me, Robin, every Friday at noon for Roots and Berries. Tune in to hear bluegrass, old-time music, and other rootsy little nuggets with a focus on Canadian players, singers, and pickers. That's Roots and Berries, Fridays over the noon hour, right here on CJSF 90.1 FM.